We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
The following is a presentation of Learfield IMG College.
This is Doc Insider.
Give it to Verdell. He's got the first down and goal. Duck fans start celebrating. Oregon is the 2019 Pac-12 champion.
The 2020 Rose Bowl champion.
Richardson, another open three. Good.
Duarte dribbles
and slams with the right hand.
For the third time in the last 5 years, the Ducks are
champions and now Pac-12 tournament champions.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
Thank you and welcome inside the Country Financial Studio. Joey Mack with you, another edition of Duck Insider presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Normally, we would be talking with Athletic Director Rob Mullins again in the very comfortable chair over to my left. Instead, he is filling up the TV screen to my left. We're doing this the socially distanced way. So it looks like, Rob, is this the home office where you're joining us from?
Yes, exactly right. This is the home office.
I like it. Athletic Director Rob Mullins is with us to kick things off on the show today. We'll take your Facebook and YouTube comments and questions, Twitter as well. And we got a lot to talk about today, including a full sports schedule to tell you about. There's a lot of products action this weekend and some other updates around the sporting landscape. But let's start, Rob. It's great to talk with you. It's the first time that you and I have gotten a chance to chat on the show, and it's been an eventful, well, really a few months since we last talked, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, hope everybody's healthy and safe first and foremost. It's good to be back on with you to feel a little bit of normalcy, but it has been a real challenging time on a lot of levels, you know. But fortunately, we have great leadership at the university, a staff of coaches and administrators who care deeply about our student athletes and their health and safety, and are grinding away, just trying to find a path and answers to questions where there aren't many.
working from home has changed everything. I imagine for you and your family it's changed. Let's start on a little lighter note. Family's healthy and working from home has gone okay?
Yes. Thank you for asking. But yes, the family is healthy. And working from home is different, but we've adapted.
Fair enough. Has your dog interrupted any important meetings yet?
You know, I've had some sounds in the background. You know, our dog hasn't jumped into the Zoom frame, but, you know, you just never know what's going to happen. If your neighbor starts weed whacking at 8 a.m., you got to adjust.
That's right. You know, the funniest old adage in radio, right, is you have to be in a quiet room all the time. I feel like everybody has now learned that working from home, what that's like. Anyway, Athletic Director Rob Mullins joining us, our Athletic Director interview. And, you know, Rob, I got to tell you, it was funny. It was Athletic Director Tuesday. Then we did Athletic Director Wednesday when you joined the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. Then when you became the chairman, it was Athletic Director Thursday. This week it worked out best for you to have it on Friday. So we now have to have you on Monday at some point so that we can really get the full week of our Athletic Director interviews.
Well, let's do it. And the way the last several months have been, Saturday and Sunday are open for business too. So whatever works, we'll make it happen.
Oh, our Athletic Director interview this year brought to you by Pepsi and locally owned Bigfoot Beverages. Go Ducks, drink Pepsi. Okay, let's go back before we talk about what's happening currently, if we could for a minute, Rob. Take us back to March and just when this all started and just how things have moved fast and changed. And I mean, I can't even imagine what it's been like sitting in your chair. Just give us a feeling for that.
Yeah, I mean, so much has happened. It's hard to reflect back, but, you know, kind of my recollections are, you know, we started to sense something was going on when we were at the Pac-12 Women's Basketball Tournament. You know, that's where you saw hand sanitizers everywhere. We were doing the elbow bump instead of shaking hands. And then that's when the conversation started to occur about what would an NCAA tournament look like. Flew home for a day and then flew back for the men's basketball tournament. And that's, of course, when everything started to change. The men's basketball, Pac-12 men's basketball tournament was canceled. Traveling home, trying to figure out how to get our teams that were in Eugene that were considering traveling that day for spring sports, as well as our indoor track team was in Albuquerque. You know, so we immediately went into, you know, safety mode of how do we get our student athletes to the best place possible while we determine, you know, what this is all going to mean. You know, then we started a cascading of shutting down facilities, moving to remote work, moving to remote education, and then really leaning on our staff in a lot of different areas, whether that's IT or facilities, mental health. And it was an all hands on deck, again, to make sure that we're taking care of our student athletes and getting our system set up so that we can continue to function in whatever environment that we were in. And obviously in that time, we were also dealing with a lot of emotion. You know, we had a men's basketball team that was top 10, a women's basketball team that was poised to make a run at the national championship, and two indoor track teams who were peaking at the right time with an opportunity to compete for a national championship. And again, health and safety is first and foremost, but at that time we just didn't know a whole lot. There was a lot of emotion from our student athletes about why is this being taken away from me? Obviously, as you reflect back, as we sit here in August, all of those were the exact right decisions, but we still had to deal with the emotion and the time.
Yeah, I can only imagine what those student athletes went through. It was one of the most surreal moments that I've ever had to deal with. Is Coach Altman brings the men's basketball team together right after their film session, and that was when Josh Jamison got the call that said we're canceled and we got to find a way home. It was a very odd thing, and that's just one example that I've been through, and I'm sure many people have some of those examples of sort of the where were you when all this happened. It's been wild for sure. You know, Rob, you've been through a lot in your career, and I think that everybody would agree that this has been one of the most challenging times for a lot of people. Is this the most challenging thing that you've ever had to deal with in your career thus far?
Yes, I think so. Just because of, you know, there's so many unanswered questions, and we're all just looking for a path forward and working really hard to find that path forward. And, you know, there've been a number of difficult decisions that come along with this, right? Obviously, health and safety is at the forefront and all the work that goes into that. Well, we've also had to make some very difficult financial decisions. You know, we've had, you know, staff members who are great people, who are great employees, who've contributed so much to our success, have to accept a leave without pay. We've had a number of other staff who've had their salaries reduced. In fact, our entire staff has had it reduced at some level. More have had to, you know, take lesser FTEs. So, you know, there's been a lot of really difficult things that have come along with this. And to get on the all staff Zooms or Zooms with the student athletes, and you can feel the anxiousness because of the uncertainty. And, you know, still today, we still are seeking questions or answers to a lot of questions, and people want to see that path, and we're working towards that. But we've also been very transparent upfront and want to make sure that we're keeping everybody in the loop with the latest information that we have.
You mentioned keeping athletes safe being the top priority. I want to drill in on that a little bit, if we could. I know that it's been a large collaborative effort, not just here at Oregon, but amongst other schools, the Pac-12, and really just the entire community. Can you touch on that just a little bit about how this has all come about and keeping athletes safe? Is it at the top of everyone's list?
Sure, it is. You know, we've been very fortunate in this league. So we kind of start with the league. So for several years, we've had a Pac-12 medical advisory group. And so they've advised the league on a number of things. In fact, you may recall, you know, when we started the CFP, we also earmarked some revenue from the CFP that came to the Pac-12 that our Pac-12 medical advisory group distributed for research and a number of other programs. So they've helped things like, you know, some of our mental health investments, research around concussions, and a number of things. So we were able to take the working structure of that group, add some infectious disease experts, add some public health experts from our footprint. We have some of the greatest institutions in all of the world. So we were able to stand up a Pac-12 COVID medical advisory group to create the protocols for the 12 institutions to consider return to training. What would be that measured, phased approach with the advice of the medical experts? So that was the first, you know, important piece, to get those protocols, those guidelines. And then you bring those down to a local level. So for us here at the University of Oregon, we get that Pac-12 guidance. We work through our campus incident management team, which has a similar level of experts. Then we have conversations with Lane County Public Health at the local level, and then at the state level with Oregon Health Authority. And combined with that Pac-12 guidance, along with whatever guidelines we're following in our county or in our state at the time, then we share that with our coaches. So we have taken a very measured approach. You know, we took very few student athletes, went through a very detailed onboarding process, set up a number of protocols for facility use, for testing, for social distancing, for masking. So there was a lot of things. So we had to do a lot of education with coaches, with student athletes. We seek a lot of feedback, a lot of input, all while making sure that we are following that Pac-12 guidance and then making sure that we are implementing it with the local guidelines from Lane County Public Health or Oregon Health Authority, and obviously consistently evaluating and adjusting where needed.
Athletic Director Rob Mullins here with us to kick things off. I see a few questions coming in from fans. We'll get to those coming up. Stick with us. I want to drill in a little bit more on just what that collaboration has looked like. You really outlined everything there, Rob, but I mean, I can tell you just for me walking around the hall again here to get back on the air with Duck Insider, I mean, there's tape on the ground. There's arrows pointing in different directions. Hand sanitizer everywhere. That's just one example of the way to go about doing this. And I guess I just kind of want to touch on returning to competition and how to do that safely, how to get into practices safely. And we've seen some student athletes. Kelly Graves talked about it on the show the other day, that you can still do some different things socially distanced in practice. And it's definitely a little bit of a learning curve, but it seems like it's gone well so far, hasn't it?
Well, we're not to practice yet, so we're still in this phased approach. You know, so we went to voluntary workouts to begin with, again, in a measured approach where we were working in small groups. And, you know, they've stayed in that voluntary phase for a long time. Then we moved to, you know, what we consider more walkthroughs or kind of one-on-one or two-on-one instruction. Again, masks, socially distanced. And then, you know, we've been able to add, small increments. And again, we only have, I think, roughly 175 of our 450 student athletes even onboarded at this point. So again, you know, we're taking small incremental steps, not still trying to figure out, you know, how we would get to practice, particularly in high contact sports. But again, the thing that's been so impressive, Joey, is it's an all hands on deck. Dr. Davidson and Kim Terrell, you know, the head of athletic medicine, have just been phenomenal. In addition to their day job, they have taken on the administrative responsibility for communicating at the Pac-12 level, for communicating at the campus IMT level, for, you know, making presentations to student athletes, for joining the parent calls, for educating our coaches. And so it has been a heavy lift, and they are working around the clock 7 days a week, you know, to make sure that we're doing everything that we can to keep our student athletes and staff as safe as possible.
That's awesome. Yeah, practice was the wrong word. See, I'm out of practice myself here, Rob. It's voluntary workouts, you know, all those things. I need to make sure that I get my vernacular right. First week back. I mean, if that's the worst thing that we do all week, it's going to be a good week on Duck Insider. You know, adaptability, I think, Rob, is something that has been huge, obviously, right now. You touched on it, just how the coaches have adapted, the entire staff, the entire landscape has adapted. But it's definitely something to note, isn't it?
It is, especially when you think about sports and coaches and teams. We're used to a highly structured environment that helps lead to success. You know, fortunately, we have some outstanding leadership and people who have their care and priorities in the right place. You know, as we often say, and if we shared on a number of staff and student athlete Zooms, you know, our level of care for one another is really what's going to drive us. And that's been at the forefront. So there's a high care factor at Oregon Athletics at every level. And, you know, we've all embraced that and adopted that. And while, you know, we do have this anxiousness and this continual, you know, it seems uneasiness about, you know, what's the path forward. You know, we have been very frank, very upfront, and very engaged in having those conversations with our staff, even when we don't have all the answers.
Rob Mullins joining us, Oregon Athletic Director. Rob, I got to get a quick timeout. When we come back, we haven't even yet talked about what a football season could look like. We've got a schedule, though. We can talk about that. That's exciting. And I do want to get to some of the questions. I know some ticket holders have a couple questions that I'll post to you if you can hang out for just a couple minutes, and we'll be right back with Rob Mullins. It is Athletic Director Friday, brought to you by Pepsi and locally owned Bigfoot Beverages. Go Ducks, drink Pepsi. More Duck Insider coming up. Stick with us. AD Rob Mullins continuing the conversation next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Field and off it. OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home, but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
Don't go anywhere. Duck Insider continues after these messages on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Learfield IMG College.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We're back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack here with you inside the Country Financial Studio. Rob Mullins is joining us for our Athletic Director Friday interview, brought to you by Pepsi and locally owned Bigfoot Beverages. Go Ducks, drink Pepsi. A lot of questions coming in about tickets. I'm monitoring all of your questions. We're going to get to those with Rob coming up. But let's first start with returning to competition. We're all hoping that we can do that in, well, as close to a normal way that we can. But you got to take those safety precautions in order to do that. Rob, I guess, what is the path toward returning to competition, and how do we get to that point? And yeah, maybe that's the biggest question I'm going to ask you all day. How do we get there?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's several layers to that question, obviously. I mean, we're still trying to figure out if we can return to practice. So that, you know, if we can't return to practice, then obviously that has an impact. If we are able to get to that, and then we are able to return to competition, then obviously that would be depending on whatever the local and state guidance was. So whatever we do from an event standpoint will be under the guidance of the Oregon Health Authority and Lane County Public Health. So, you know, Mike Duncan has been doing great work leading a team locally, working with campus IMT. And again, preparing protocols of what would it look like if the guidance from Oregon Health Authority and Lane County Public Health says we can have no fans. Mm-hmm. What would it look like if we were allowed to have fans in a socially distanced manner? And so we're working on all those plans. You know, it's August 7th. We're you know, at today, under today's guidance, we wouldn't be able to have fans. But, you know, as things develop, we'll continue to monitor and we'll continue to look at those plans. And again, as we know more, we'll communicate more.
You know, Rob, maybe this is kind of an obvious question, but I feel like it's one that everybody is kind of wondering, is just how difficult is it to come up with all these different scenarios when things are changing so much? I mean, I don't even know if I can quantify the amount of work that must go into things that may never even see the light of day with this current landscape.
That's exactly right. So Mike, H.A. Cohn, Jason Harris, so you're looking at the ticket team, the facility team, you know, from parking. We've thought of every little thing of, you know, how can we park in a socially distanced manner, to how can we seat the stadium, to how can you manage ingress and egress. So, you know, it's extremely difficult. And you're right, you're looking at multiple scenarios. Just, you know, in my last answer, you know, you're looking at a scenario with no fans to a socially distanced stadium. So, you know, we have all those. And, you know, the reality is many of them will never see the light of day, as you said. But that's just part of the process. We do want to be prepared. This is fast changing, and we do want to be prepared for whatever scenario comes our way when we hit the deadline of decision making.
I guess maybe that's the next question, is when is the deadline of decision making? And it's changing so fast, I don't know if we know the answer to that yet.
We don't know. I mean, it's changed all along. I think the key that we can answer every question is the health and safety of our student athletes, staff, and fans is always going to be at the forefront, and that we are under the guidance of Lane County Public Health and the Oregon Health Authority. And so, you know, we're in consistent communication through our campus IMT leadership to get the latest and greatest, to share, you know, kind of what we're working on, seek feedback, finding out where we need to adjust. And, you know, we'll just keep along that process until we know exactly what direction we're going.
For season ticket holders, that's been the question that I think we've gotten the most on the comment section today, Rob, is season ticket holders are just wondering what things are going to look like. You know, I guess maybe if you could just kind of go through as best you can, the frequently asked questions of, you know, will there be discounts, refunds? I don't know if we know the answers yet, but I just hoping for an update, I suppose.
Yeah, I think as we look across that, you know, obviously it's going to depend on, you know, what we're allowed to do in the stadium, if we're allowed to do anything. So I think as you look across the country, we'll be in a similar situation where obviously, you know, student athlete support is most important to us. And we appreciate the loyal support of our season ticket holders and donors that have allowed us to build an exceptional program. We wouldn't be where we are without those folks. And we appreciate all those season ticket holders who renewed before COVID-19 arrived. So again, you know, H.A. Cohn's leading the team that's looking at all those options. You know, we will be communicating that as soon as we know. Right now, we don't even know what capacity would be. It might be no fans. It might be socially distanced. In those scenarios, obviously, there would be options for folks to roll over to 21 if they, you know, if they didn't feel safe and were interested in attending. You know, there is also going to be an option to take your purchase and turn it into a 100% tax deductible gift to help keep Oregon athletics moving forward and sustaining the level of excellence that we've all come to enjoy. And then obviously, you know, there would be that option for a refund. Our goal is to figure out exactly, you know, what the parameters are so that we can communicate with some clarity about what the options are.
Well, I think that's an important point that you just made there, Rob, is that the support from donors and fans is maybe the most important thing to the livelihood of Oregon athletics, right? It's how we got to this point. It's how we hope to continue on this point. And so I know a lot of people are wondering on answers to those questions. And I can tell you that I think myself, Scott Phillips sitting here, Rob Mullins, everybody would like to have an answer to that question and all those questions right now. So we'll communicate that as best we can. With this new schedule, Rob, if we could kind of talk through the logistics of how a new schedule comes into shape. I know losing the three non-conference games is unfortunate, but now we're looking toward the future. I guess just walk us through that. How did that all happen? And just what all went into the development of a new conference-only schedule for the Pac-12?
So highly coordinated from the Pac-12, there's been a football working group since the beginning of all this, led by the conference staff, that's had input from the administrative level from each school, as well as the football coach. So it's been a lot of conversation, a lot of debate, a lot of input, organized at the conference level with administrators, compliance, and football coach input. And the result is what you see, you know, when the league presidents voted to delay the start, of every phase of, you know, return to train delayed, return to walkthroughs delayed, return to practice delayed, start of the season delayed with a conference only schedule. That was after many, many hours, many, many Zooms, and a lot of good input and feedback from a lot of levels.
Have you become a Zoom master at this point?
No, I've not become a Zoom master. I do have Zoom fatigue.
Yeah,
I can certainly tell you that. I spend a considerable amount of my day on Zoom, but I can do a virtual background. I know how to schedule a meeting and I know how to dial in. I don't know if that qualifies as an expert.
I'd say Scott says expert user. I mean, I think that's a two thumbs up expert user at that point. Rob, I mean, we've covered a lot here, and I said that I'd only keep you for 25, 30 minutes. So I guess I just want to open it up to you. And before we move on to a couple other things that I wanted to hit on this subject, anything else that you think fans should know that you want to communicate to fans? And maybe the biggest is that we're still waiting on answers and we'll get them to you as fast as we can, huh?
Yeah, I think the things that I want to make sure is, one, thank you for the long time loyal support. Obviously, you know, we were having an incredible year and we've had an incredible run for several years. And that's because of the generous support and passionate fan base that we have. Number two, thank you for the patience. I know this is a really difficult time on a lot of levels. And I understand the anxiousness and the desire to have additional information. I'm right there. With my moments of anxiousness and really wanting some clarity as well. Number three, our staff is working around the clock to create protocols, to get answers, and to be prepared when we can march forward. But overarching to everything, every conversation starts with health and safety of our student athletes, staff, and fans. And that's the driving force of every decision that we're making. So we'll continue to plug along. We'll grind away. And as we have additional information, we'll share it.
As we talk about all these different unknown things, I do want to go back with you and talk about a couple, I think, positive things before I let you go, if that's okay. Maybe that'll be the return to normalcy. I've been trying to just will positivity on the show every week or every day now for the last week, so I'm going to do my best here. Hayward Field is finished now, Rob, since we last talked to you. That's pretty impressive facility, isn't it?
Spectacular. Really, when there was the vision was, you know, obviously student-athlete experience, highest priority, and to build a theater for track, something that was the best in the world. When I was able to tour it, they nailed it. A+ on what's going to be a student athlete experience and beyond anything you could have imagined from a sight lines and what's going to be an exceptional fan experience. Hands down, will be the best track facility in the world. And it's going to be fun to see the world rally once again around, you know, University of Oregon campus, Eugene, Tracktown, USA. And they are going to be blown away when they see that facility.
Something else that happened since we last talked, Rob, is your statement on Black Lives Matter. And I got to say, I am very proud to work for a place that openly supports diversity and inclusion. And, you know, I guess I just wanted to talk with you a little bit about your statement. The University of Oregon Athletic Department was very upfront during all this social unrest about diversity, inclusion, and just if you could touch on that a little bit, because we haven't yet talked about it with you.
Well, absolutely. One of our strengths is just that, is our commitment to a culture and our commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion, not only in athletics, but also at the university. And we, you know, as you know, through our launch of Beat Oregon in partnership with Nike several years ago, you know, we made a commitment and really wanted to be leaders and show the way to create an environment where everybody can be their authentic selves. In the voice of our student athletes, the engagement of our staff, our ability, again, whether it's through, you know, the Beat Oregon initiative and what we're doing at events or the educational sessions that we're doing with our staff, with our student athletes, and through all this, the open forums that we had with our staff, with our student athletes, we've learned about things that we can do even better. So again, I think we appreciate our leadership role at the university and in our community relative to making sure that we all create an environment where people can be their authentic selves and excel. And I just appreciate the way our student athletes and staff have really responded, rallied, and taken on a leadership role.
And the university did win a diversity and inclusion award as well. So the proof's in the pudding, I think, Rob, is maybe the best way that I can say that. So
that was one of my proudest moments as the athletic director at the University of Oregon, when along with Jess Harley, we were able to go to the NCAA convention and be awarded the diversity award of the year for the work of Beat Oregon, and to watch the video that they played with the work that we're doing. When we accepted that award, kind of gave me chills.
Well, we wanted to end on a good note, and I think that's the best note to end on then. Rob, I've taken up every single minute of our Zoom meeting that I said that we would use. I appreciate the time. Thanks for always doing this. Thanks for your leadership during all of this. It's been crazy, and I think, here's to a quick end to it and a return to normalcy as fast as possible, huh? Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Good to be back on, and good to talk to everybody. And again, thank you for the incredible support and patience as we find a path forward. I know this, our staff is going to find a way through this. We're going to accelerate out this, and we're going to continue to make you proud.
There you go. Willing it. See this? Positivity. Willing it. I love it. Rob, thank you for your time, and we'll catch
Thanks,
up with
guys.
You again on another
Go Ducks.
Athletic Director Friday. Yeah, I got to get used to that. It's Athletic Director Friday, brought to you by Pepsi and locally owned Bigfoot Beverages. Go Ducks, drink Pepsi. Also, did you see that? Rob's a Zoom expert. He logged out, and now we're back to inception. Those of you who are watching, you can see this is what happens, I guess, when you end a Zoom call. You get to look at my ugly mug on the monitor. I mean, this is seriously Inception, the Spider-Man meme. Thank you. Get rid of that. Thank you. I mean, that's the Spider-Man meme Joey version. Yeah, no, we don't need this. We don't need this. Athletic Director Friday today, brought to you by Pepsi and locally owned Bigfoot Beverages. Go Ducks, drink Pepsi. Boy, we covered a lot there with Rob Mullins. I said that I'd try to have him out of here by 1:25, and he stayed with us until 1:30 and answered, I think, as best we can, every question. I know there were some very specific questions about season tickets. I do want to talk about that. Let me get a quick timeout. Let me refresh on some of the specific questions as it relates to tickets and what's going to happen. And I think it's important for us to sort of unpack that last half an hour, because there was a lot of information there. And I'm going to rely, one, on you, the fans who are tuning in, to help me with this. And then two, Scott, because he took notes, I think. He remembers everything that Rob said, which means that, I've got some help.
I heard what he said.
Okay, good. There were notes taken. Notes were taken.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We're going to unpack all of that and then also tell you a little bit about the product schedule and what to expect in a hopeful return to competition. Stick with us. We got more coming up. Duck Insider presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar presents an original that's now maybe even better. Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a delicious Mountain Dew Zero Sugar with the same refreshing taste as the original, but with zero sugar. And all the king's horses, all the king's men couldn't get Humpty to try a different zero sugar soda again.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. As good as the original, maybe even better.
Duck Insider, Duck Insider, Duck Insider continues after this timeout on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
As we welcome you back to Duck Insider presented by On Point Community Credit Union, we're in the Country Financial studio, and I got to tell you, modern technology is a little creepy. So I don't think we have a camera that can show this for those of you who are watching the show. But Scott LeBounty, the assistant athletic director for video services here at Oregon, well, he has taken control of one of our computers remotely and has written us a message. It's in a very dark corner of the studio. He wrote us a message. Joey and Scott Rock, Duck Insider rules, particularly Joey rules. Yeah. That's great. Good work, LeBounty.
Where's Scott rules?
Modern technology is really something.
I know I rock, but I need to rule too.
Yeah, this is a little creepy, everybody. Little creepy. All right, let's unpack everything that Rob Mullins said. I know that there's a lot of questions about season tickets and what things are going to look like, and I really wish that we had an answer to those questions. We don't know how many fans will be allowed in, if fans will be allowed in. It's going to be based on local health guidelines, and the thing is, we still have about, what, 2 months, and a little less than 2 months now. Time blends together until kickoff. So a lot can change, as we've all observed, in 2.5 months, right? I mean, 2 months ago, it was June. Things were trending in the right direction. Then about a month later, things weren't trending in quite as good of a direction. Who knows what it'll look like in 3 weeks. So what exactly it's going to look like? Rob went through it. Could roll it over if you've already renewed, you've already got your season tickets paid for, could roll over to next year. could ask for a partial refund. I think maybe the best comment from Josh sums it up. Sounds like they're going to do the right thing. Rob's the man. Yeah, I mean, I think the Ducks are going to do the right thing. There's no doubt in my mind. Ducks are going to do the right thing here. And maybe that's the biggest takeaway, at least that I have from talking with Rob, is even though there's not full details of how everything's going to work yet, he said all of the options, I think, that fans would want and frankly expect in an unprecedented situation like this. Now, I will say, and I want to echo this again, without the support of fans, the Ducks aren't where they are. This is an unprecedented time, and we know that it's hard financially for everybody. It's been hard financially for me, personally. Everybody. Now, without the support of fans like you who are tuning in, Ducks aren't where they are. So however we can, as the Ducks, right, continue the success and moving things in the right direction positively, we're going to maybe have to get creative with this. We're going to find a way to do it so that we can still interact with fans, talk with fans, and hopefully that involves a return to competition. That's a very, very big deal. I think I covered most every question. I know there's some specific ones. Like, I see some people asking about specifically with the non-conference games and how there's less games and rolling things over. And I think that the actual model, how it's going to pertain to each individual person, will be specific to how many fans are allowed in, and then really what each one of you as an individual wants to do. That's how this is all going to get figured out. Yeah. Did I miss anything? Anybody else? I'll get a refresh on the Facebook comments to make sure that I didn't miss anything. I haven't seen any specific questions on the YouTube stream yet. I'll be honest, I haven't seen any on the Twitter stream, so I think we're okay. I think we got to everything.
I think the best part about what he said was that they're looking at all of these different plans,
yeah.
Which, what you said, some of which will never see the light of day.
That's right.
At least they have them.
Well, and look, I can give everybody a little bit of a behind the scenes here on what it's looking like, at least in our realm. We've got about six different models of how to do broadcasts that I've already been coming up with. Only one of them will probably be used, well, we hope. I don't know. There's probably going to be 12 different though. There's probably going to be 12 different ones that are used by the time this comes through. But anyway, yeah, I think that we hit on an awful lot there. That's for sure. Duck Insider Day brought to you by North Fork Public House, open for dine-in and takeout, northforkeugene.com. Sounds like a great place for dinner tonight. I want to get a quick timeout. And many of you who have been with us in the past, this is one of the more interesting pieces that we do. It's called the Slocum Center Minute. This one's actually a little bit longer than a minute that we're going to get into today. But Jerry Allen sits down with one of the doctors from the Slocum Center, which has been the team doctor for the Ducks for basically ever. And he sits down and talks to him about an injury as it relates to sports. And I think that some of them are particularly sort of mind-bending in some ways, the way that doctors can talk about these different things. Our first one of the year is today. Jerry Allen in the Slocum Center Minute. Then we're back for more Duck Insider coming up. Stick with us inside the Country Financial Studio on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Welcome to the Slocum Center Minute. Slocum Center physicians are located here in Eugene and are the official orthopedic team physicians for your beloved Oregon Ducks. With me today, I have Dr. Michael Keister, who specializes in non-surgical sports medicine and is an expert in concussion management at Slocum Center for Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Keister, sports-related concussions continue to be in the news these days. Can you give us a little background on what causes concussions and if there are different types of concussions?
A concussion can be caused by any blow to the body or to the head. Anything that makes the brain shake back and forth in the skull is going to cause that brain to move around and does damage to the cells of the brain. Now, it's not a injury that we can see typically with MRIs or CAT scans. It's a cellular injury. It affects the way the brain works at a microscopic level, not how it looks on an MRI or a CAT scan. We used to talk about grades of concussions, grade one, grade two, grade three. We don't talk about that anymore. Is what we talk about is really more of duration of symptoms. So I'm much more concerned about somebody who has a concussion that lasts for 3-4 weeks than I am with symptoms only lasting 2 or 3 days. Now, that being said, any concussion is serious, and we try to avoid minor concussion talk, but we're much more concerned if those symptoms last longer.
I know I asked you about technology these days and the advancements in it, but with concussions, I get a sense that it's more visual, working one-on-one with people, and not technology that's made it easier to work with concussions.
Exactly. Like I said, CAT scans and MRIs rarely show us anything. There's some advanced imaging being done, trying to map out some of the cellular function of the brain, and that may show us something in the years to come, but right now, it's really the input of the parents, the teachers, the athletic trainers, the coaches, really getting an idea of where that person's at with their symptoms and trying to work with them as best as we can.
What advice, doctor, do you have for parents and coaches of young athletes to prevent concussion injuries?
Yeah, so we try not to talk too much about prevention. We try and talk more along the lines of minimizing risk, because we just don't think we can prevent all of these injuries from happening, whether it's with football or basketball or soccer or crashing a bicycle. Concussions do happen because the brain is vulnerable. There used to be discussion of whether special football helmets or mouth guards would help decrease that risk. That just hasn't panned out that well. One of the things that we're really pushing is education. Education for the athletes so that they know what the signs and symptoms are, but more importantly, that they know the way to hit, to tackle, to be tackled, and also looking at educating coaches as well. So in high school football and at the youth level, you'll see more coaches being certified by USA Football with their Heads Up program. And also at the high school level this year, Oregon is one of the states in the nation that's putting in time restrictions as far as when the coaches are going to be actually allowing full contact with the kids. So no more than about 30 minutes, 2 or 3 days a week this year, to try and, again, minimize that risk of blows to the head.
I know we talk about athletes at the collegiate level, professional, high school even, but I would imagine that younger athletes, kids sports, Pop Warner, even young kids just out playing, parents got to be aware of concussions for that group as well.
Exactly. There's no age limit to the brain's vulnerability when it comes to sports. Now, certainly we don't see the numbers of concussions in the youth sports level that we see at high school and college, and that's mainly because of the forces involved. Those kids just aren't hitting each other as hard.
Those collisions are not as big.
Exactly. But we still certainly see those injuries, so it's still something that we have to be aware of. And that's one of the important pieces of the education component, is really trying to get high school coaches and the youth coaches on board with the same terminology, the same language of proper tackling, proper hitting, and also being able to recognize those signs and symptoms of concussion.
Dr. Keister, valuable information. Thanks for being with us today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
This was the Slocum Center Minute, brought to you by Slocum Center for Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic sports medicine team physicians for University of Oregon Athletics since 1967.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon Athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back for another episode of ASMR with Alex. Today, we're exploring the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi. Oh, spilled a little there, but don't worry, it's all under control. Now for the best part. Pepsi. That's what I like. Nailed it. My subscriber is going to love this one.
Locally owned Bigfoot Beverages is proud to support the Oregon Ducks. Go Ducks. Drink Pepsi.
Duck Insider, your home for the latest news on Oregon athletics. This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Okay, man, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper.
Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union, live from the Country Financial Studio. Joey Mack here with you. Great weekend for golf after it rained yesterday in Eugene. What the heck was up with that? Probably the first day in about 3 months that Matt McComsey and Matt Stern weren't golfing at Shadow Hills Country Club.
I think it was the first rain since the first week of June.
Yeah, I can see that. So that was the last time that Matt Stern and Matt McComsey didn't golf at Shadow Hills Country Club. Your family resort, just minutes from home. Call for a tour today at Shadow Hills. Hey, one of the cool things about this, as we've been talking about, is a little bit more of a focus on pro ducks. I thought that Oregon softball, and I'm really excited for more of these, they tweeted out today, just inside the 1 o'clock hours when they tweeted it out, a duck softball rewind is what they're calling it. Nikki Udria, pro duck alum, looks back on her incredible career, and it's kind of cool. So what they did is they had Nikki watch a couple individual highlights, and then she talked about them a little bit. It's only about a two-minute video, a quick hitter, if you will. You can follow at Oregon SB on Twitter. Cool series. I think that's a pretty cool idea. Good work to Oregon softball for coming up with that. You're going to need a lot of that creativity. Man, Scott and I are finding that out. That's for sure. We're all going to need a lot of that creativity. Hey, on a more serious note, though, report out today that Chip Kelly contracted COVID-19 early in the outbreak. Glad that he made it through okay. But just one example of, man, this can get anybody, right? It really, really can. It's kind of scary. Also, many of you that are Duck fans are probably Blazers fans. Blazers now, they're up to like a 40% chance to make the playoffs, if you can believe that, after they've been one of the hottest teams in the bubble. Big reason why is that Nurk is back. So, man, I got to say, I had some really mixed feelings when Nurkic posterized Bol Bol. I had some really mixed feelings about that because it was kind of interesting. So I'm sitting there watching this game, right, and I see it happen. And it crosses my mind, like, these might be the two guys that benefited the most from the delayed season and then playing in the bubble, right? Because Bol was recovering from his injury. Part of the reason that he slid so far, man, Nuggets got a steal in Bol Bol. One of my best friends is a Nuggets fan, and I don't think I've ever seen him happier than when Bol Bol fell to the Nuggets in the second round. But I was thinking about this, like, those two guys probably are at least two of the most, if not the two most, who have benefited from the way that the season has shaken out. And when Nurk dunked over Bol, I was like, one, I mean, that's a meeting of fates that those two would have something like that happen. But then two, Nurk's a vet. Bol get there. Bol get his revenge. That one-handed pass that Bol made, though, in transition earlier this year, I'm telling you guys, this dude's going to be really good. Like, everybody who slept on Bol, I called nine of Bol's games, right? He played nine games for the Ducks. I called all nine of them. And, I mean, he did things that I would look up and down the scores table and just be like, what? Like, this guy would shake people. He's 7'2", and he shakes people at the three-point line and then drills a three over the top of two defenders. I mean, Bol is going to have a very, very good career, and I think staying healthy is going to be maybe the biggest challenge of his. I had some mixed feelings, though, when Nurk dunked over Bol. The Blazers are my second favorite NBA team, and so I'm rooting for him right now. I'm definitely rooting for him. Tyler Anderson was stellar for the Giants yesterday, by the way. Five full innings pitched. He only threw 66 pitches. They're limiting him, I guess, getting him back up to that 100-pitch plateau, I guess, if you will. Gave up two hits, no runs, three strikeouts, two walks. Didn't get the win, and as soon as he got pulled, the Giants gave up a bunch of runs. That's typical of what's been going on for my Giants and Terry John's Giants this year. Yes, Jerry Allen and Alex Stimpson, I don't want to hear it. You're Dodgers fans, I really don't want to hear it. Ruthie and Satu also both played last night. Ruthie Sky lost, but she played 16 minutes, scored 4 points, five rebounds, and an assist. She's been playing about an average of 14 to 16 minutes every night, and she's routinely getting five rebounds or so. Ruthie's been really good. And Satu's wings lost as well. But she did start, played 22 minutes, only had 6 points, a board, and an assist. Also, it's official. We mentioned the report earlier this week. Deion Jordan with the 49ers, another pro Duck in San Francisco. 49ers do love them, some Duck defensive linemen, that's for sure. We'll also go through the schedule, tell you a little bit of what to tune in for. Great weekend of sports. We've got golf on in the studio right now. And Wyndham Clark teed off early this morning, and I have to admit, I got to look and see how Wyndham did today. We'll look at that before our next time out. Also, though, you got a lot of Pro Ducks action today. Dylan Brooks and the Memphis Grizzlies, which it's probably hard for Duck fans and Blazer fans alike because you know, you want the Grizzlies to succeed because that's D. Brooks, but you also kind of need the Grizzlies to lose if you're a Blazers fan right now. So I get it. That's a tough one. But they're playing this afternoon. Troy Brown Jr. has been really good for Washington as well. New Orleans and Washington play tonight. A few Pro Ducks in action for the majors this weekend as well. I want to get a timeout, come back, wrap up the show for the week. Final questions, final segment of the week. We've almost made it through. Knock on wood. Wrapping up Duck Insider presented by On Point Community Credit Union next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home, but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P. always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union, Joey Mack inside the Country Financial Studio. Jackson's Food Store is proud sponsor of the University of Oregon Ducks. Everyday specials on game day necessities. You'll have everything you need for the big game at Jackson's. Go Ducks. ESPN today voted Troy Brown Jr. as one of the top 9 breakout players in Orlando. That just tells you what that pro duck has been up to. Wyndham Clark, he did play in the PGA Championship, his first big-time PGA Tour event. And he finished today after an early tee off, 3 over, so 4 over for the tournament, tied for 117th. But I know that doesn't sound great, but, I mean, there are, like, 156 players, and it was his debut. I say well done, Wyndham Clark, for that pro duck in the PGA Championship. There is so much going on this weekend in sports. So much. You've got NHL, MLB, NBA, and the PGA Championship. It's almost like normal again. Scott LeBounty had fun with us today. In all seriousness, my thanks to Rob Mullins. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Scott Phillips, we got through a week. John Essick got through a week. I'm Joey Mack. See you Monday.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm fleece on a cold
day. I want to be
day.
A football
stadium.
I want
to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.